This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, we got to talk about it. I want to fill you all in on the far right, white supremacist, openly racist live streamer who is now sitting in a Tennessee jail cell and will likely spend the next few years in prison on attempted murder charges after he live streams himself constantly attacking, provoking, harassing people, hurling racial slurs, being a degenerate in public, and just spreading the exact type of antisocial behavior that is harmful to American society, that weakens the social cohesion of American society. Well, in a very, very, you know, perfect case of F around and find out, Chud the Builder, yes, that is his name, Chud the Builder, the man right here, got arrested after shooting somebody and then accidentally shooting himself in the arm because he got in an altercation. Now, more details are still coming out about this altercation. We'll learn more about it. But he has been charged with multiple things after repeatedly provoking people on camera. This guy's entire bit is going into predominantly black communities. When I say bit, it's like a white supremacist live stream show that he puts on. But he goes into predominantly black communities and begins to harass groups of people with racial slurs and epithets and the most offensive, degenerate shit possible, knowing that he's going to try to, you know, get a reaction out of people. Now, he goes knowing that he also has a gun on himself, which you oftentimes can't just go in and provoke the situation knowing that you have a disproportionate use of force and then shoot somebody and say that you were the good guy. It's really not that simple. But we have hundreds of videos. We have like hundreds, thousands of hours of this dude on the right in the hat right here going into predominantly black communities and just yelling racial slurs, calling people disgusting names. And then when people understandably go like, dude, get out of here. You're being an asshole. Get out. Why are you saying this to my family, to my friends? Then he acts like that's evidence that he can rile people up when it's just, it's obvious that anyone would react in this manner. It doesn't matter what race you are. It doesn't matter who you are. If somebody comes up and starts to attack you for your sexual orientation, your religion, or your race, you're going to get defensive or you're going to be like, dude, what the hell? So Chud the Builder effed around and he found out. I'm a rather empathetic person. I can usually, you know, step into people's shoes. But in this situation, I can't think of a more deserving person than Chud the Builder to spend years in prison. I hope he gets the maximum prison sentence because this is the exact opposite of what America should stand for. When I think of America, I think of like a beautiful, an ideal America, a pluralistic society that is beautiful, that has a bunch of different groups living under the same institutions and social harmony. And we have something like that. My grandpa is Muslim. He moved from Syria in the 80s to the United States, and he goes to Friday prayer every single Friday at the mosque. And on the way there, he drives past a church, he drives past a synagogue, he drives past his friends of different races and religions, and they're all able to coexist and then work together in Indiana. I mean, it is quite a beautiful thing, the social harmony, the social cohesion that is created among a bunch of different groups when you have durable institutions. But we have these far-right actors like Chud the Builder. I can't even say that name seriously. We have these actors like Elon Musk, Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, Peter Thiel. I can go down the list of the people trying to weaken social cohesion to profit off of us. And this guy is one of them. That's why I find it so incredibly despicable. Now, I want to give you all a trigger warning before I start playing certain videos of him going around harassing people. My editing team is going to make sure to censor things, make it not too offensive or harmful, but I think it's worth showing the content that he's been creating that's been getting millions of views in this case because it has caused his exact downfall. So let's start off with the CNN headline. Live streamer known for posting racist content faces attempted murder charge after a shooting outside a courthouse. Lord, I can't think of a more deserving person here. A live streamer known for posting controversial videos using racial slurs. I mean, that's one way to put it. It's just like a white supremacist video clip farm. Is facing multiple charges, including attempted murder, after a shooting in Fremont, Tennessee Courthouse. By the way, if you appreciate our videos, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We did all the research. We also know that this guy posted this 6 days before the shooting. Watch. 6 days before the shooting, he replied to an X account, and Chud the Builder said, quote, series finale, is it dead? Chimp, he's referring to black people here, on the pavement, and you monkeys riding when I walk free. Stay tuned. Sorry, that was even like hard to say, but he's basically saying there's a series finale upcoming where he's going to kill black people. That's what he's saying in this post right here. And someone said, this will be used against you in court if that happens, obviously. This was 6 days ago, and then it ended up happening. Let me show you a clip that went viral about a month ago. This is not the situation that got him arrested, but this is one of hundreds of scenarios he's gotten himself into. Check this out.
Look at his chimping out. They all chimping out. How y'all doing? Yeah. Y'all chimping out. Y'all believe in freedom of speech?
What's going on, man?
Freedom of speech. Y'all know me. Hell yeah. White people can say right?
Whoa.
Come on. I thought y'all believe in freedom of speech. Y'all don't believe in freedom of speech.
Okay, that's all we need to see there. This goes on for five more minutes. It escalates more. It's very clear who the instigator is, right? I hate this hiding behind freedom of speech thing. Yes, we have freedom of speech in America, but that doesn't mean there aren't consequences for your actions. If I walked up to somebody and called somebody a pussy and their wife like a bitch right in front of their children, right? If I just started saying really insane things right in front of somebody's children, I would expect the father in the situation to get very angry at me, understandably so, and say, dude, get the hell out of here. Stop saying this in front of my children. Stop saying this to my wife. Doesn't matter what race you are. Doesn't even matter how old you are. I think anybody with a backbone would stick up for themselves. The same thing in this situation. So to walk up to a group of people and to say, I have freedom of speech, therefore I can maximally offend you, is just so dumb. It is so incredibly dumb and divisive. And these types of people belong in jail. People like Chud the Builder belong in a jail cell far away from civilized society, because in the process of trying to prove, Chud the Builder is trying to prove that black people are violent, he's just proving that he is an antisocial degenerate who should not be allowed anywhere. When he's posting this type of stuff online saying he's going to kill people, he shouldn't be allowed out in society. Now, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office announced late Wednesday night that Etherly, this guy, was detained as a result of this shooting. Streamer has been charged with attempted murder, employing a firearm during a dangerous felony, aggravated assault, and reckless endangerment with a deadly weapon. Sounds about right. Yeah, sounds about right. Etherly was booked into the Montgomery County Jail. He is being held pending arraignment where bond will be set. Here is Chud the Builder being carried out after he shot a black man in the stomach. I mean, we don't know all the details of this specific situation, but I feel like based on all the videos we have, we can reasonably assume that Chud the Builder started yelling the N-word at some people, and then the people were like, dude, why would you say that to me like that? And then he goes, why are you getting so angry? And then it probably escalated from there. It's like the worst form of antisocial behavior I can possibly think of. We don't even need the context of this situation. We know Chud the Builder walked up to this black man, called him a racial slur, and then when this black man got understandably angry, Chud likes to act like the victim. I loathe these people. You know what? Here is a surprisingly wholesome clip. You're going to be surprised at this one. Chud the Builder walks up to an old white man who has the same exact hat, and he thinks that he is some sort of ally. So he goes, yeah, I got kicked out for being racist. And the older white guy goes, what the hell? Why would you think I'm on your side?
How's it going, sir? God bless you.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You're the guy, you own the honky-tonk?
Nope, I'm just one of the folks that work here.
They won't let me in here.
They won't. Why not?
Because I said the N-word on the internet. Now they say I'm just an un-American person because I believe in freedom of speech. Isn't that crazy?
Well, considering that two of my boys are black, I can understand that.
Why does that matter?
It does. I don't like it. Just go ahead.
You don't like freedom of speech either?
Just go ahead and go.
I'm going to stand right here. What are you gonna do? I'm gonna go to jail?
Yeah, You are going to go to jail, you dumbass. He walked up to this guy and thought that he would be on his side. And he said, oh, what? You're not American? You don't like freedom of speech? Again, any normal American can delineate in their mind freedom of speech, the ability to say what you want, versus being a normal human being who respects other human beings. Just because you walk up to somebody and they're also white and have the same hat also doesn't mean you can be a degenerate asshole and use racial slurs. Most Americans in 2026, believe it or not, due to the state of the country, are not okay with this type of racism. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, make sure you drop a like. I know this one was a little bit different than the usual deep dive politic videos that we do, but I thought it was worth kind of just going through what this guy has been up to and the rise and the fall of him. Look, it's another clip. He just goes up to like majority black groups, starts to yell racial slurs, and then when people get angry at him, he acts like the victim. I hate this type of shit. Love you all. Let's go back to making videos about Pete Hegseth and JD Vance. I've got some good stuff cooking up today, and peace out.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No